So for tonight's shiur, what we're going to discuss is the halachos of musaf for women. The tefillah of musaf that we daven on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, including Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. So in the previous shiur, we've been discussing the tefillahs of Shacharis and of Mincha and Ma'ariv. So tonight we're going to discuss musaf. And we said already that girls and women are obligated to daven Shmona Esrei twice a day, Shacharis and Mincha. Last night we had the schus of discussing the halachos of Ma'ariv. So for Musaf, we said that Shacharis and Mincha, they are obligated. But for Musaf, that may be different. Perhaps women are not chayiv to daven Musaf. And the question is why? So the Mishnah Brura says in Siman Kuvav, the Mishnah Brura brings the Tzlach. The Tzlach is the same person as the Noida B'Yehuda. And he says that the reason why girls and women are obligated in Shmona Esrei by Shacharis and Mincha was because those are rachami. Those were asking for mercy, like we discussed a number of shiurim ago from the Ramban, that those are mercy. Things that are asking mercy from Hashem, that includes women, that applies to women just as much as men. But Musaf is very different in that it's to commemorate the additional carbon that was brought on those days. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and on Rosh Chodesh, there was an extra carbon Musaf, and those are not rachami, that's just to commemorate those karbonos that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, so we bring those karbonos instead. Since it's not rachami, since it's not mercy, it reverts back to a regular mitzvah, shahazman grama, that comes at a set time, and therefore, says the Noida B'Yehuda, that women are not obligated to daven musaf. Now the truth is, if you think about it, on every Shabbos and Yom Tov, even the Shacharis, Shmona Esrei, is really not rachami, but the Noida B'Yehuda says that we don't differentiate, and just like they're obligated in Shacharis throughout the week, they are also obligated on Shabbos. But for Musaf, we keep it with the regular mitzvahs, Shahazman Grama, and therefore that is reason number one why perhaps women are not obligated. Rabbi Kiveger says another reason. He says because the women did not give the Machzitz HaShekel, something we discussed a few days ago, therefore they're not part of the Karbonos that came from the Tzibur, that came from the congregation. So those Karbon Musaf came from the Machzitz HaShekel, so that's another reason why perhaps they are not obligated. However, the Mishnah Brura brings another opinion from the Magen Geburim. The Mishnah Brura brings that another opinion that they are obligated to daven musaf on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and on Yom Tov. And there's various reasons given. It seems as if that the Mishnah Brura does favor that opinion, that they are chayiv. One reason given why perhaps they are chayiv is because that's has to do with the sanctity of the day, and those are chayiv. It doesn't go with the regular rules of a mitzvah, shahazman grama, because it has to do with the sanctity of the day, and that really applies to them just as much as men. So the Mishnah Brura is telling us it is a machlokes. He seems to favor the opinion that they are obligated, and as we've mentioned by other parts of davening, according to the opinion that they are not obligated, women can definitely volunteer to say the tefillah of Musaf. It's definitely a very nice tefillah to volunteer to say, but that would be the machlokas whether they are obligated or not. Actually, the Shevet Alevi, who's Reb Vosner from Eretz Yisrael, says that women accepted it upon themselves as an obligation. We discussed last night by Ma'ariv that Ma'ariv started as optional and men accepted it upon themselves as an obligation. Rav Vosner is of the opinion that women have accepted, over the generations, women have accepted it upon themselves as an obligation. Fine, not everybody agrees to that, but definitely if one has the time to daven musaf, it will be the same exclusion if someone is an ones, but if someone has the time, definitely it would be preferable, since the Mishnah Brura does seem to favor the opinion that they are obligated, but there definitely are some opinions that women are not obligated. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there it is much more accepted to try harder to say to daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because those are rachami. And according to the Noida B'Yehuda, they would be obligated because those are rachami, and the same way we paskin they are chayiv for Shmona Esrei during the week, so too they should be chayiv, they should be obligated to say Shmona Esrei of musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay, perhaps according to the second reason of Rabbi Akiva Eger, they would not be obligated, but definitely someone can volunteer, definitely would recommend making sure to daven musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If a person could go to shul, great. If a person's avodah their mitzvah is to stay home with their children, so then they would daven biyachidus. Fine, but for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, for sure, it's more accepted to try harder to daven Shmona Esrei Musaf of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The time for Musaf, technically, really, Musaf can be davened the entire day, all the way up until sunset. However, the preferred time to daven Musaf is before a half hour after Chatzos. Meaning, you remember from last night, we were discussing the time for Mincha. Mincha starts, the only time a person can daven Mincha is starting from a half hour after midday, after Chatzos. So we would prefer a person to daven Musaf before that time arrives. And the reason being, as some of you could guess, is that once that time arrives, and now a person has two Shmona Esreis to daven. They have to daven Musaf, and they have to daven Mincha. It's a tremendous question amongst the Paiskim, which one should be davened first? Should we say Mincha first, or should a person say Musaf first? It also gets very complicated. Let's say a person is only a few minutes left until sunset, and they can only say one of them. Which one should they say? Fine, not so common, but definitely would be better to daven Musaf before a half hour after Chatzos to avoid the question of should they say daven Mincha first or should they daven Musaf first. In such a situation that it is already that time of a half hour after Chatzos and somebody has the option of davening Mincha and then Musaf or Musaf and then Mincha, it's very unclear in the Paiskim how we actually paskin. It even seems like a little bit of a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha himself. What basically comes out is that if it's from 6.5 hours into the day up until 9.5 hours into the day, then Musaf goes first. But from 9.5 hours into the day until sunset, then Mincha would go first and then Musaf. If a person only has time for one of them, okay, that's a little bit more complicated. We're not going to get into that. But after 6.5 hours into the day, Musaf should go first. Starting from 9.5 hours, Mincha should go first. And this tefillah of Musaf that we have on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that is on those special days of Shabbos. And a person is very, very busy throughout the week, whether a person works, whether a person doesn't work, whether a person has children or doesn't have children. You ask anybody in the world, they'll always tell you that they're very, very busy. And throughout the week, yes, they are busy. But Shabbos is the time to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos means to return. A person needs to return to Hashem on that day of Shabbos and on Yom Tov and even on Chol HaMoed. It's supposed to be used for spiritual gains. The Sfarnei says in Parshas Emor, the Pasuk you may recognize, V'yom ha'shvi'i Shabbos la'Hashem alekecha, that the seventh day, Shabbos, is for Hashem alekecha. It's for Hashem. A person needs to use and utilize those times for spiritual. Yes, a person is supposed to rest and a person is supposed to enjoy themselves on Shabbos, but a person needs to use those times. For men, it means to sit and learn. For women, perhaps to be involved in chesed a little bit more, or to go to a shir, if there's a shir on Shabbos that they could attend. Let's say during the week they don't have the time to attend the shir, but on Shabbos they have some time off. That is the time to use to attend the shir. Or a person, as we've been discussing many, many times already, during the week a person doesn't have the time to daven, they're so busy. But on Shabbos a person does have perhaps extra time to daven. So for sure, chaparein, and use that time on Shabbos and on Yom Tov to daven. There's actually a story in one of my father's books with the Chabina Rav. The Chabina Rav one time heard a knock on his door on Shabbos afternoon. And he didn't want to get the door. He was about to go to take his nap. So he figured, how important could it be? You know, he's not going to answer the door. And he went into his bed to take a nap, a Shabbos nap. But the knocking didn't stop again and again. And besides that, he couldn't fall asleep anyways because the knocking was going on and on. He figured it must be so important. He gets up, he goes to the door, and he sees a 7-year-old boy. He says, "What's the matter?" He says, "I want the Rav to test me on the Gemara that I just learned." So fine, he brought him in and he tested the boy. He learned with the boy for a certain amount of time. And then he said, "Listen, boy, my child, you did very well. But you have to understand, if you knock and knock on somebody's door on Shabbos afternoon, you have to think that perhaps they're taking a nap, a Shabbos afternoon nap." So the boy said, "It never occurred to me that the Rav would sleep on Shabbos afternoon. I figured the Rebbe was sitting and learning the entire Shabbos. What else does a Rav do on Shabbos afternoon except for learn the entire Shabbos?" And the Chabina Rav said that he took such a lesson from this child. From then on, he never slept on Shabbos afternoon. He utilized this time for learning, for singing Zmiris, Divrei Torah. Now, again, I don't mean to say that a man is not allowed to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. I myself take naps on Shabbos afternoon. Definitely, a person is supposed to nap. But the lesson that he took, even from this child, Eloi min mikol adam, that to utilize a person's time, I heard in the name of the Chafetz Chaim that every mitzvah a person does on Shabbos counts 613 times as during the week. So if a person does chesed on Shabbos, he gets 613 mitzvahs instead of just one. And we have in this week's parasha, Parashas Kisisa, that it talks about Shabbos. Shabbos, v'shamruz b'nei Yisrael, Shabbos, la'aseh, Shabbos, we all know. And Shabbos is an ois. Shabbos is a sign. And perhaps you could say that the sign is what a person does on Shabbos, that shows where their mind really is. If a person is busy throughout the whole week, you could understand it. They're very, very busy. They may not have time to daven. They may not have as much time to learn, etc. But on Shabbos, there is the test. What does a person do on Shabbos, on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed? What does a person do? Hashem sees that a person spends his extra time in Ruchnius. Then Hashem sees, oh, okay, so evidently that's what he or she wants to really be doing the entire week, just they're not able to. But if a person spends their time on Shabbos, then in the correct manner, then a person could show that this is really where their focus is, to utilize these days and their focus in Ruchnius throughout the entire week as well. Hey, everyone should have a good night.